This is Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGHN. Every week we check in with our good friend Chelsea Payton because we want to find out what's happening over there at the Lauda District Library. And Chelsea, what's shaking at the LDL?
I have some news. So first off, the 4th Street parking lot is going to be closed on Thursday, July 17th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So just wanted to let you guys know real quick for that in case anyone who's coming to the library on July 17th expecting to use the parking lot, it will be closed. However, patrons can still use the Columbus Street parking and the Fulton Street covered garage during this time.
Okay.
So sorry for the inconvenience.
Why is it being closed?
It's going to be closed because they're having a foam party.
Okay.
So kind of segue into that. We're going to be having this foam party. This is for kids from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. We're going to have a big foam machine, music, and fun. Bring swimsuits and a towel is recommended. People can register for one of three 30-minute time slots online. Registration is required, and there are only a few spots left. So I wanted to also let people know, our good friends over at the AARP Tax Aid Foundation are looking for volunteers. A lot of people do probably know about this. It's one of our most used services in the winter. During tax season, we have AARP volunteers come in and help people with their taxes, and it is all for free. So if you're interested in being part of this amazing community resource, you can sign up to become a volunteer. They will provide all the training and support to help you learn these new skills. And then you can come and volunteer for people in the community at the library with us next tax season.
Okay, all right.
So people can apply at aarpfoundation.org/taxaidvolunteer or call their number 1-888-227-7669.
All righty. We have some other things happening at the library.
On July 16th, we have from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Teen Graphic Design Basics.
Ooh.
So teens can come learn graphic design from our actual graphic designer. They can learn design principles, color theory, typography, different softwares, and more. Then, if they're interested, they can return on July 23rd to learn how to use Canva and apply everything they learn in the basics program.
I use Canva. Canva's very handy.
Canva's amazing.
Canva has really, like, kind of leveled up everybody.
Yeah.
And it's not that hard to use, but it would be neat to actually sit down with somebody who knows what they're doing with Canva.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of us just know enough to be dangerous on Canva, but to actually work with somebody who knows how to use Canva would be pretty cool. But you can do some really amazing stuff with Canva.
Oh, yeah. And also, Canva's free. Whole program that we're doing is free. So essentially it's teaching everybody all of the free resources. And so this is amazing, especially for like teens who are, you know, looking into going to like their first jobs or into college and stuff like that. It's not just people looking into going to go into graphic design. There's a lot of fields that can use this. So this is for people going into 7th to 12th grades and registration is required. We have a program for kind of everybody interested. Geared more towards adults, it is You Weren't Hacked, Let's Dive In. This is all about easy and effective ways to stay safe online, how hackers work, and how you can try to help protect your personal information and peace of mind. So kind of just a big educational about being safe online for anyone who's ever maybe had experience with like getting a virus or something on their computer or phone. This is a great way to learn how to not have that happen in the future, how to prevent that.
Okay, all right.
We have our service Saturday at Ottawa Sands with Ottawa County Parks. So this is July 19th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. You can volunteer to help protect wildlife habitats and native plant communities by removing invasive plants like the spotted knapweed. All equipment and training will be provided. And we would recommend for anyone interested to wear closed-toed shoes and long pants to protect against poison ivy and ticks. We know those are bad this summer. And to bring like water bottles, sunscreen, bug spray, stuff like that. Your necessities for being outside, out in high grass for a little while. So yeah, feel free to register for this online. This is an amazing event helping out, you know, one of our local parks.
Okay, if memory serves, we have something involving Legos, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
So my last thing for you, we have our Brick Masters Family Lego Challenge. This is going to be on July 21st. From 6 to 7 p.m. This is a event for all families. So gather your family team and put your building skills to the test. can you tackle our exciting Lego building missions? We supply the bricks, and you bring the imagination to this friendly, fast-paced challenge. So we have some things that we'll be challenging these families with. Mm-hmm. And so come in with kiddos and parents and whatnot and try to take on the challenges, and we'll see who is crowned the winner.
Lego really kind of crosses like so many generational things.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, because it's, well, it like you see these people like in offices who have Lego plants they've built and you're thinking, wow, you know, when I was a kid, we used to build space stations and cars and stuff. I think Lego is very relaxing for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. I would say so. And we actually, as part of our summer reading challenge going right now, we have three different Lego sets as part of the prizes. There's like one of the adult art sets, you know, it takes hours to build, and it's more for people who have that time to sit down and kind of meditatively do it. And then we have like kind of a middle age-ish, like it's kids set, but also I know adults who have built it and they've had a lot of fun. It's like a cool dragon. And then we have a little one. It's one of the Duplos and it's a Bluey set. So it, I totally agree. It ranges all ages from like, you know, ages 4+ to adults who want to build them and kind of relax.
Indeed. This is our friend Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library. Chelsea, if people want to learn more about what's going on at the LDL, where's the best place to go?
They can go to loudoutlibrary.org or follow us at Loudoun District Library on social media.
This is Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGHN Grand Haven.